23 minutes past 1 o'clock. Thanks for your company. Well, Council on the Aging, as better known as COTA, has been running a very successful mentoring to work program since 2018. They're working with you from the age of 18 to 25 who are matched with a mature, experienced mentor to offer their experience in fast-tracking job placement. And it's turning out to be very successful. Christine Allen, CEO of COTA, joins us this afternoon. Christine, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jenny, and thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. You do some incredible work out there. And I to be honest with you, I hadn't been aware that this program was working. What was the reason for its instigation?
Well, it came about in 2018 through, as you said, some federal government funding and through a try, test and learn program. And it was really all about how can we support young people to get them off Centrelink payments and into jobs or get them some independence. And so we are engaged because we're using, as you said, mature mentors to assist and support these young people. So it's quite a unique program.
It is. But, you know, when you think about it, now that you've made it successful and obvious, why in the heck hasn't it been thought of before when so many people in retirement have so much experience to share?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all of our mentors are volunteers. And let me give you an example, Jenny. They come from really diverse backgrounds. So we've got CEOs, we've got people in management roles from the IT sector, from the banking sector, mining, community service, social media and marketing. Yeah. And they've got a wealth of experience. And not only that, they've got a wealth of networks that can support younger people to get a job.
Oh, like I said, it's as plain as day when you think about it, why it hasn't happened before. And number one, it must be sort of success and great feelings for both sides. I mean, the mentors themselves to be able to share that information, and I would think it's modern day information too. Things have changed over the years, of course. They must feel really good about this.
Yeah, they do, and the feedback we get is that they get just as much from it as the young people. And, you know, some of these young people, and we're not talking about highly motivated young people, some of the people we're dealing with here are just a little bit lost. They don't know what they want to do. They haven't even understood what their own skills are. They haven't set themselves some goals. And so, you know, I'm sure we can all remember when we were younger that somebody who was older, who was influential in our lives.
Definitely.
And these mentors are really looking to give back because they can remember what it was like to be young and starting out.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, these young people that you referred to, you've probably had a lot of them actually be part of this program. Where were you able to source these young people?
So when we first started the program back in 2018, we were limited to specific areas that we started the program in. We're now in stage four of the program. And what's really great about being able to talk to you today, Jenny, is our funding runs out at the end of March.
Oh.
So this is really the last wave of this program. And we're kind of open to any areas now. So it can be north of the river, south, east, west. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, the risk of losing funding, if it's successful, is really quite tragic.
It is, but this was always a try under the try, test and learn. But what we're hoping is that when we can demonstrate the success of this program, that we can then go and get some other state funding or some other federal funding. But this specific funding that we have at the moment is for a trial.
Okay.
And obviously, the results are demonstrating that this is a much needed program. And particularly given COVID and what it's done, and we know that there are so many young people now who have just come out of university, they've just left school, they may have been working in hospitality and have lost their jobs through COVID or for many reasons. There are a lot of people, younger people, out of work, and we know that one of the things we've realised that when Job Seeker kicked in as a result of COVID, the engagement with younger people slowed down because I guess, you know, that they had more money than they had before. But the reality is that's all winding back now. And come March, when, you know, the payments are reduced.
Yeah, definitely.
There'll be a lot of young people out there looking for work. What we're doing through this program is that these young people will get a certificate of achievement once they've ended, finalised their mentoring program. But what a great kickstart to a new job or a new career to say, I just completed a mentoring program with a mature mentor, and that mature mentor may be their referee for the job.
It's a fabulous program. Now, obviously, like you say, with the job keeper program or job seeker program, they probably have had that financial supplement and they've not been thinking ahead too far. Mm. Are you looking for more young people to be aware of this program?
Absolutely. But, Jenny, we've only got about 50 places left.
Right.
And so it's a new year for young people to start thinking about, what am I going to do this year? What's going to give me a competitive edge when there's going to be 100 young people applying for every job? And so this is really unique, and it's the last opportunity for young people to get on board with this program.
So what would be the criteria for young people to be involved in this? Is there any criteria?
So the criteria is they must be between 18 and 25 and receiving a Centrelink benefit.
Right.
But they need no qualifications. It's a totally voluntary program. We are not here to judge anybody, so we know that some young people might be struggling with motivation or other issues. We really welcome diversity in young people. And so the only criteria is that they're between 18 and 25.
Gosh.
And receiving a Centrelink benefit.
So they don't have to have an educational level to have passed. Okay, that is wonderful. Well, you've been going for 2 years, which has been terrific. And can you give us an example of some of the successes that you've seen?
Yeah, look, we've had about 300 people enrolled for the program. And we can say that for those who completed the program, about 30% of them have gone on to get good jobs, and some of them have even decided to go back into study because they've actually, through working with a mentor, realised what it is that they want to do.
Somebody's interested in IT. You've obviously got somebody that has been involved in it and can sit down with. Is it a one-on-one situation?
Yes, it is. So it's actually 9 hours over 6 to 8 weeks. So we have actually a toolkit that the mentor and the mentee will work through together, and that's kind of identifying what their strengths are, what they want to do, what they would like to see as a career. And we use, Jenny, what we call the ABCD of jobs. So it starts with a job. They then go on to a better job. Then it becomes a career job, and ultimately they get their dream job.
Oh, that's great.
It's all about planning for the future instead of just saying, I'll go out and get a job. It's all about working with someone who's been through all of this to say, how can you target what you really want to do?
It's absolutely invaluable. You know, I've always asked advice from people that are successful in what they do. Asking advice from your mate that may not know the answer, but you follow what their advice is, can sometimes not be the right thing, of course. So this is just absolutely phenomenal. And so let's just hope it continues. Have you got a public contact if people have, they're listening at the moment, their son or their grandson or granddaughter, maybe, you know, are you doing girls as well as boys, I assume?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Now, Jenny, if people go to our website, in the last phase of the program, we actually made a little documentary of talking to some of the mentees who were in the program and some of the mentors. So if people want to actually listen to the experiences of the people who have been through the program, they can watch that documentary on our website.
That would be inspiring.
If people want to contact COTA and ask for Karen Kerlin, that's K-E-R-L-I-N, she can provide them with lots of feedback about it. So she's working with the mentees and gives them lots of information. So if they go to our website at www.cotawa.org.au and then /mentoring to work. So we call it M2, M2W.
M2W. Okay. COTAWA.org.au/M2W.
That's it.
Fantastic. Or they can ring COTA direct, just check the number on the website and speak to Karen Curlin. Congratulations to all concerned. You've been doing it very quietly, but now we're aware of it. You let us know if you want us to help out in the future. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you very much. There, what a great idea. Christine Allen, CEO of COTA.